What are the other research strategies in the adjuvant setting that you think hold some promise?
The other one that folks have been taking forward is the use of predictive tests for the different chemotherapy agents. The one that's had the most discussion is ERCC1. ERCC1 is a gene that encodes for a protein involved in DNA repair. The more ERCC1 that you would have would suggest a greater capacity of a cancer cell to repair DNA damage. And DNA damage is the result of cisplatin's use. So your ability to repair it more efficiently would say that you'd be less sensitive to cisplatin. And lo and behold, in the IALT trial, where they had about 750 specimens available, what they found was that the benefit of adjuvant cisplatin-based chemotherapy was just not there in people that overexpressed this, about 40% of patients. Conversely, in the 60% of patients that don't overexpress that protein, they're the ones where the benefit was seen. So many have put forward that by measuring ERCC1 would be a way to help you decide whether or not cisplatin is the right drug for a patient. And we are doing it now routinely. I think it's one piece of information. It's not the only piece of information at this point. Its use and effectiveness is based on a subgroup analysis, though it does make theoretical sense. And it's a test, again, that any pathology department can do. It's obtaining a monoclonal antibody. It's going through their normal quality control processes within every pathology department in America and showing that it can be done. But it's a relatively simple test.